Foundation Project Number 2, interviewing Eddie Steinfeld on December 12, 1983. Lou and Vicki Goldberg are the interviewers. Eddie, do you want to tell us where you live?
4741 Coley Street.
In what city?
Pittsburgh.
Okay, Eddie, can you remember anything about where you were born? Your parents?
Yeah, I was born in the city of Pittsburgh. Mm-hmm. And in the old Manatee Hospital in Central Avenue.
And sisters, brothers?
I have three sisters and brothers.
Mm-hmm. Do you remember anything about your mother and father?
What's
it, how they met, where they lived, anything from our sisters?
No, they came from the old country, and they were my first family back in 1912, and my dad married my mother here in Pittsburgh, and from Boston. And we were born and raised and on the hill district of Pittsburgh.
You know what city, what street?
Oh, we lived in Edgar Street. We lived in Whittier, we lived in Virginia, we lived in Exeter Avenue, we lived on Davenport Street.
You remember why you moved?
Well, we moved from how we moved, I guess day first was moving day, so we got to go to better quarters and the danger, so we lived on the hill, they owned their own homes and they left renting.
What kind of work did you
have? My dad was in the home fresh business. He manufactured home freshers, but at a factory down on 6th Avenue, about the 1600s off of 6th Avenue, which was two blocks below 6th Avenue High School. And then from there, years later, he went out of the manufacturing business, probably a kind of depression in his first job, and he worked for a while for the Association of the Blind, selling the brooms that they were manufacturing. And that was in the early days. And he and my uncle were also little partners. Became importers of the crystal, hogs for the water to make more pressure. And it's very true that the best manufacturer. Me and my dad, I looked at this road forward, as you can see here, the little car, the old forward, the first road that came up, we had the
Model T.
And he got it from the, and one day when I was cranking the car, and I went back down and took it with him.
That was pretty common, though.
Yeah, my dad never had a better car thereafter.
How do you happen to get into the brush business? So what was the name of your company?
Well, the town that my dad came from was Rich, Poland, which is known as an important city because there were the Mazurian Muggers. One of the greats in the Hasidic movement that was born. And that was a town that was known for crystal. And a lot of the Jewish manufacturers and brushes that came to the three English countries came from Poland. That's why they established brush companies in New York. And that's how my dad got into the brush company.
How many, what was his family? Did his whole family come over together?
No, my dad came over here, and he had a brother. From what I understand, his name was Saul. He me up, and he died at an early age of consumption. And those were the only relatives of my dad. On my mother's side, the whole family came over, that is, the brothers and sisters came over, not the parents. The parents remained over there. And on my mother's side, she had a sister here, and she was not one, not two, and they also, they were in the country. They lived in my uncle by marriage. They were related to my mother's sister. She was related to my
You grew up on the hill. You went to the local schools. Do you recall who some of your friends were also at that time? Your playmates were something about living conditions at that time?
Well, there were things that I had. I grew up with them. And the one is around, he's still around, Gordy's still around, but some of them, most of them, passed away.
You remember what was going on? Or did it go to Sean Ferry? Did it go to Rice?
I was one of the few, compared to the others. I went to the Hebrew Institute. The first school I went to was Hebrew Institute, because there I went to kindergarten that night. And the first language I wanted to learn, I was about the only one among the rest of our group of kids who went to Hebrew Institute. The rest of them went to Hebrew Institute, and they went out to pray, and some of the teachers were rabbis, they were in the cellars. And I got formal education, I learned Hebrew.
You said
Rice?
Yes,
I was there. I went to Rice where I stayed in Rice. We had a club there called the Lincoln Club. And we participated in the club and all the group activities there. And I became involved in Grandma Johnny was there. The first show I did there was a place called John of Harvard, and John of Harvard, and I played the quarterback, John of the quarterback.
What about the Jewish holidays?
Well, on Jewish holidays, I can truthfully say you know there's a Jewish holiday when they close, because the stores are closed, and there's an atmosphere that you knew that something which is not commonplace is taking place. A Jewish holiday, and you walk up and down Center Avenue, you wouldn't see any stores open. Grandma was supposed to be closed. Like the other stores, the Jewish one, and they observe the holiday. I'd like to talk more about that in the Turkish society, the Jews constituted, as we go on further in our discussion with
the country. Okay. Well, maybe we have a lot of good material. What about, what kind of discipline, do you remember that, and your father?
Well,
disciplinarian, or?
Well, it,
he wasn't, my dad wasn't, even speaking of the strap or anything like that, it's not really well.
Well,
how should I know that you're a kid?
What kind of exposure did you have at home? Like, what kind of, what were you reading? Were you reading the Jewish poetry, the Talmud? What,
I mean,
what's
my, my
cultural
thing? Well, I mean, my folks spoke in Yiddish, and you know, I'd say when asking me how did I learn Yiddish, I said I learned Yiddish at my mother's knee with another joint. I never formally learned it. Basically, it was picked up at home, and of course, not much in Jewish too. And the only way to do them was for Jesus. We had a traditional Jewish man, but not in the sense that we were quote, Orthodox, unquote. We did not have two saints for the Billy Bishop or the new bishop. The home was a kosher home. My dad was a, he was involved with the Zionist movement, he was one of the Zionist movement, early the Zionist movement. He was a liberal in that sense. Although we were close to the Catholic thing, which he was done, I think I worked for somebody else, I mean, he still had the liberal thought in there. And the paper that he read was at that time, was called The Kill of the Day. It comes to the point.
Before this time,
We were maybe a notch. Could always fix yourself if you had to pay rent. You know, so we could not afford the house. Chosen five kids. I slept with my brother in one bed, and my three sisters slept in another bed. And there were, one house we lived in, there was a kitchen, and a small living room, and three bedrooms. I had a kitchen. That's how we lived in the garden.
Tell me something about the education of the rest of the family. How about the three girls?
Well, they had the same opportunities, and they were not all went as far as I went to school. I had a few years ago. Well, the depression hit us, and then we opened up a little confectionery store. And of course, I will level with you, and I want to tell you the truth. I had a very bad relationship with depression years, and we started to write numbers. And we opened up the store, confectionery store, and then eventually the store became the grocery store, and food, and we're still working on this, in order to make things meet. Those years, sit on the left here, you've got the $200 a week. So we gave people credit in the grocery store and made people do this kind of money. It's a community where I live, the other book on Davenport, and it's 11 years and a half ago. So it's a big lunch. And there was an integrated community. So we, and it's the neighbors who were that. And there was no anti-black feeling at all. We were in the same class now. We got more left wing, more left wing Jewish community as we went up to Heron Hill. Heron Hill, we had more left wing Jewish community. We got the money there. Anyway. And of course, we went to East Standard Square Hill, but it's interesting how you refer sometimes that they were using the words you were going to do with the reference to somebody to tell us, hey, what number is this today? And, today, and what did the Jews do? How's the stock market doing today? what number came out today? And today, they say, what's the stock market?
You mentioned something about the club you belong to at the Ike House. Who were some of the other members?
Stephen S. Weiss Club, that is, we're talking about my age level, of course, there's probably older, and that's because they're older kids.
What
does
that
do
into the drama club?
They had a drama drill group, so they had the one for young kids, young people, and one for adults. The last guest players, they were the senior group, and we were in Taylor Steele. That I used to be in the Taylor Steele. And the ICS players, who were older kids, and they graduated, quote unquote, they went over to the Y.
Mm-hmm.
And we went to the Y playhouse. And that's the Y that gave us the members, funders of the ICS.
So you see, IK had up from the Yale and the Y down in Oakland at that time?
Yeah, the Y was in Oakland. Two separate organizations.
Mm-hmm.
It's interesting. You got to understand the creation of these settlement houses. Settlement houses were created by German Jews who wanted to keep the Eastern European Jews from integrating into the general stream of the American society because they may represent a threat to what the German Jews had. This Jew who came from Poland or Russia, he came to have a kind of a beard and a sack on his back and so on and so forth, and he was not that type of person the American society would accept. And the big thing was, the settlement house, especially out on top of settlement, would be on the front bulletin board, they would say, the bath on Friday, the bath will be open till 5 o'clock or 5:30, when there's sundown, make sure that it's coming up to get down and take that bath, you have to be clean, the Jews on the door, free bath to find them clean themselves, because maybe they didn't have the right to know where they were living. And that was a real philanthropic endeavor on behalf of German Jews for these poor Eastern European Jews. That came from on top to develop this settlement house. The Lionel Chetty came from the people that said. They decided, when they first organized down on Lower Hill, they found some sort of a group and these are remnants to decide whether we're going to form our own organization and we can really look at us into the group which has the same eventually role in that relationship.
Why was the Eastern Jews?
The Eastern European Jews themselves organized their own club, which eventually became the Lamech Church. I might suggest to you that you might get that history to see what the wise and if you took more information about that.
Well, the why? Wasn't that a national group that was sort of...
They were Jewish community centers. They were wise all over the country, mm-hmm. or elsewhere. But these Jewish people decided to form their own YNH, started to group here. Whereas the Irish Catholic settlement, I could not say it was Jewish in the real sense. It was a German-Jewish mentality who ran the YMH, the Iron Conference Settlement. It was their approach to that Polish Jews, and not whether they're here or elsewhere. It's very interesting because, you know, if you go back to history, the first Jews that came over here to this country were the Jews from Spain. That over there. Now, when the German Jews came over, they represented a threat to the Spanish Jews, till they were assimilated into the, quote, American stream, you know. And the same thing happened when the Eastern European Jews came over. Hey, they also represented a threat. That's what the system at that time.
Well, you spent much time at the... you remember Sidney Teller?
Oh, yeah, sure. And Julia Teller as
well.
Yeah.
Was he the first director to remember?
Well, he was actually the director. He was a fine chairman.
And Ziggy Kahn, of course, Anna Heldman.
Yeah,
Who was in charge of, who was the big person in drama?
Well, they had a man by the name of Isaac, who was in charge of the department, so he made film on the north side, And Barry Feinstein, again, that's Barry Connor, who also got up there in the 30s, he got up to do it on the 30s too.
Anybody make it to Hollywood tonight?
Wasn't there any Walt Freeman?
Walt did not play there. Walt played at the Royal Nelson. Sammy Maul, he was there. That's John Maul, he was there. An old girl boy. Maybe they have a because they were the community center for the community run by Jews. And popular again in France, and they're the ones that come here, the ladies. The holidays were not a big thing, but they were important things. They were the ones that came here. And so they were moving. I think I was going to say that.
Now you went to school at Hebrew Institute. That was over in on Wally Avenue.
Yeah.
And how long did you go there? And did you go to the Ike's after you did? After you went to school. So you sort of went to school till 3:30, 4 o'clock, and then you went to the Hebrew Institute. And then you went to,
And you talked a little about your father. Do you remember anything about your mother?
Well, I said, no, that she was a typical Jewish woman who was concerned about her children.
After the brush business.
Yeah.
And then.
That was then after the time, that was during the 30s, middle 30s, and later on the 30s, when he went to the paper business.
So when was the confection?
In the 30s.
Was your mother from the city?
Oh, right.